I think it's safe to say baseball has a new tradition. And each season, there's now going to be a game played on a field in Iowa.
That was pretty cool.
So well done. I could talk about that all day. We went there about 8 years ago with our son, Scott, and we had the baseball gloves and the bats, and we came emerging from the cornfield and taking the pictures. And there are pickup games being played on the original field, and all day long there are people coming and going, and just people unfamiliar with one another get out there and have a good ball game while they're there, because you go there specifically because of baseball, and you see it. It's quaint, but what they have done with this park that they built there, if my direction's right, it's to the west, and they've got a corn maze between the original Field of Dreams, and then they have the corn maze, and then on the other side of the corn maze is the ball field. And they've done a beautiful job with using wood and rustic look to create this ballpark. And the field was just pristine. Joe Buck couldn't believe what kind of shape they had that ballpark in. And then for a scoreboard out there, while they have an electronic one, they also have one that's wood, and they have people up there on ladders putting up the score. And outside the outfield, all the way around, is corn. And man, were they hitting the home runs into the cornfield last night? Oh, it was something else. It was just great, and they had about 8,000 people there.
Yeah, very intimate setting they have created for that.
Yeah, well, it's a small town of about 4,000 people, but people come from all over to visit it at one point or another. It's just great for picture taking and everything, but there's a lot more to do there now than there was in the past, and I suspect they'll find some other way, whether it's minor league baseball or whatever, to use that park more than once a year.
Yeah, because you'd have to think they'd have to find some way to maintain it, as well as make sure that it does have the use in order to properly prepare itself for what will be a future Major League Baseball game.
And it wasn't sure. It was a 400-yard home run in center field, so it's pretty good.
I understand they were using the dimensions of Comiskey Park
because of the White Sox. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
To have a game like that, too, that went back and forth, and then have the ninth inning be what it was.
Yeah, and I talk about the place. I haven't even talked about the game. That game was phenomenal. Back and forth. And it was 7-6, and it was in the ninth inning, and two outs, and a guy just couldn't get anybody out. I thought, I've got to go to bed. So I wish I would have stayed up for the bitter end of it, because there was more scoring that went on. Yeah.
I did stay up. I couldn't turn it off, mainly just because I was mesmerized by the field.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. All the facts. And hearing James Earl Jones doing some of the narration, and then talking to Kevin Costner.
Yeah, that was a highlight.
It was just really a cool. You mentioned coming out of the corn to have the players do that at the start of the game. You knew it was going to happen.
Of course. Well,
you knew it was going to happen, but when it did, it was just really cool.
Right. Even the camera people for the ball game, there were a couple of shots where they were in the corn, and they were taking a shot out onto the field inside the corn. And that was kind of a nice touch.
Yeah, I mean, I just, wow.
Now, if Burt Lancaster would have walked out of the cornfield, that would have been something. That would have been a news story.
Computer technology.
I know.
And kudos to Fox at the beginning when Kevin Costner made his appearance and not saying a word. Nobody said a word. Just let him walk and have the music play and just capturing the whole feeling.
Right.
And now the question is, because every team now is saying, we want to play next year. This is going to become like the NHL's outdoor games.
I was going to say, like the Winter Classic.
Yeah. And they didn't have a ton of lights, but they had adequate lighting there. It served its purpose. It didn't look like it was modernistic or anything like that. It looked like something you might have done back in that era. And, of course, even after dusk, there were people still playing on the original Field of Dreams while the game was going on. There were people still playing ball over on the other field.
That was a cool shot when they did that. They kind of showed both fields at the same time, and just like it was just really cool.
Yeah, it was. And I think Major League Baseball will probably do what you just said. I think they're going to make it an annual tradition, two new teams every year, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the baseball commissioner's already given a go ahead.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you could not have this. Everything worked like it was supposed to.
Yep.
And if it didn't, we didn't know it. Because the presentation was just so well done. What I want to do now is I want to track Netflix this weekend to see many downloads of the movie Field of Dreams.
No, I know. Yeah, probably.
People want to watch it again or who missed it.
Yeah, a bunch of people are going, What is this all about? I gotta go see the movie.
Yeah.
I know. I felt a little old when Kevin Costner walked out and he said 30 years ago when we made the movie. And I thought, wow, 1980. Yeah, so really 32 years ago.
Yeah, oh, right, still. Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I can't believe that movie's 32 years old. Unreal.
Well, I'm putting in for the Detroit Tigers to play there next year for any other reason, just to be able to showcase Hall of Famer Miguel Cabrera on the Field of Dreams.
Yeah, you could do that. Maybe keep it Midwest. Have the Tigers play, make it interleague. Have them play Milwaukee, for instance. Hey, you could do that.
You could do that.
Or stick with the division, Minnesota, something like that.
The possibilities over the years are going to be
endless. Or the Cubbies.
Mm-hmm. Could do that, too.
Mm-hmm.